This is Wild About Utah.
For many, this is the season transition between summer and back to school. This month, along with the generous gifts of caramel apples, whiteboard markers, and number 2 pencils, a child handed me a green notebook and a request, one of the greatest compliments a teacher could possibly receive, in my opinion, from a student having never been on any of my class lists, is an invitation to make a writing dialogue journal, a pen pal exchange with no grades or due dates attached. Today, her entry concludes with, "Also, I drew a picture of you and me in pencil. I withdraw from the notebook's back flap a flattering illustration of flowers, smiles, and sun rays, grab my colored pencils, and head outside to write." Terry Tempest Williams honors a similar marshy invitation, begging us to enter the wonders of the wetlands in her book, Between Cattails, with exquisite Peter Parnell illustrations. Amid snails and scuds, damselflies and water lilies, red-winged blackbirds, and mosquito tumblers, I am drawn to the familiar cattails, having just spent some lazy summer days reading Robin Wall Kimmerer's Braiding Sweetgrass, Indigenous Wisdom, Scientific Knowledge, and the Teaching of Plants. I now know that one can appreciate a cattail for its cucumber-tasting pith and protein-packed pollen, its gel that can soothe sunburns, and its fluff that can be used as tinder to light a fire or as soft yet absorbent layers in bedding. She taught me that one of the words for cattail in the Potawatomi language means we wrap the baby in it. When she takes students outside, she lets the plants teach them. Many children I teach can identify cattails, but as I take my Josie journal out to the marsh to compose my writing response, I find another familiar plant that I cannot name. Quickly, I realize that it has pale purple flowers. I don't think I've ever seen it in any color other than brown. Once again, I find how unaware I have been, and a simple plant guide check reveals the name Dipsacus phalaenum, or common teasel. It is an invasive tall plant with a spiky, thistle-like flower head and more spiky spears growing up around it. Small, dense flowers, from 250 to over 1,000 of them, each blossom for only one day. I had only ever noticed it after its biennial life cycle, flowering, dying, then persisting as a dried stem and flower head the next season. Dipsacus comes from a Greek word meaning thirst, referring to the leafed cups at the stalk that collect rainwater and catch insects. Sometimes listed as noxious species, this non-native plant was brought from Europe and valued for teasing wool. Today I see bees are drawn to them, and next year finches and other seed-loving birds will visit. Turning her drawing into my nature journal for this day's outing, I add my plant perspective. I add some silver to the brown in my teasely hair and purple flowers to her shirt. She wrote that writing makes me feel in my element. And when I take writing outside and really take time to notice the details, I couldn't agree more. I'm Shannon Rhodes, and I am wild about Utah.